Yep.
Bo hiss.
And now the end is near.
Bo.
Felger and Mass. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
I don't know if you heard me last night on Adam freaking Jones because I couldn't get through to you guys, but he was running a victory lap talking about how the quarterback play in this league has gone down. And, you know, I'm of the Felgerism mind that it's the coaching that's gone down. And, Mike, you just touched on it a few minutes ago. All three of these games, we would have had, not these three punks, we would have had Roethlisberger, Ryan, and Breeze. All right? All right, New Orleans. How on that play, first of all, the challenge, stupid. But how on that last play do you not have a man deep to not, you do not let them behind you. Yes, protect the sidelines, but there was only 10 seconds and they had no timeouts.
Nothing to do with the quarterback.
Thing is to have a man deep.
Nothing to do with the quarterback. And the fact that the Steelers aren't here, does that have anything to do with Ben Roethlisberger, who threw 5 touchdowns and 400 yards or whatever he did?
No, it has to do with Todd Haley on 4th-and-1.
The coaching.
Bar fights, but he's too scared to power it up the middle. Instead, he's throwing 6-foot behind the yard pitches and throwing it deep on another 4th-and-1. And then they do an onside kick instead of kicking it off and trusting their defense. It's unbelievable.
It's not.
And I don't think it's even just the game decisions. Like, you know, it's easy to look at it and say, well, they shouldn't have challenged. They shouldn't. Like, I don't think these teams know how to game plan anymore. Like, the Pittsburgh thing blew me away, the way they played Jacksonville. I told you, I watched the San Francisco-Jacksonville game this morning. And you know how San Francisco played Jacksonville? They played it a zone, but not a soft zone. So they gave small windows for Bortles to throw into because they know he sucks and he can't do it. So he threw 3 picks. What did Pittsburgh do? Soft zone.
Laid out. Laid back.
Oh, my gosh. It's pathetic.
Quarterbacking.
None of them know how to do anything.
Adam Jones. This is Adam Jones' problem on this topic, is that he thinks everyone sucks. He thinks if you're not Tom Brady or Peyton Manning in your prime, you suck. There's either that or you suck. When the fact is, there's more than enough good quarterbacks. If the coaching or the focus or the consistency of these teams were just normal, you'd have a Final Four of Brady, Ben, Ryan, and Drew Brees. Would anyone be complaining about the quarterbacks? If the Packers could get their crap together or Aaron Rodgers didn't get hurt, Aaron Rodgers would be there. If Carson Wentz didn't get hurt, Carson Wentz would be there. Would anyone have a problem? You have Cam Newton sitting out there. You have Dak Prescott sitting out there. You have Cam Newton sitting out there. You have Aaron Rodgers sitting out there. You have Russell Wilson sitting out there. You've got, if any of those guys, I just ripped off 10 names. If anyone said Brady, Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz, Russell Wilson, if any of those guys or any of those teams were still alive, and they all should be. They all should be in the running because they're all excellent quarterbacks with enough talent on all of those teams to be here. If those teams were just here, no one would be complaining about the quarterbacking. But instead, Pittsburgh is embarrassing. And they can't be bothered to focus on a divisional game, so they blow it at home, and this is why we get Blake Bortles. Carson Wentz, again, runs around like Terry Tate, office linebacker, and of course gets hurt. Can't stay healthy. I'd say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, it's time to stop taking those hits, because when you go down, the team has nothing. So these teams aren't smart enough to keep their quarterbacks healthy, or they're just unlucky, and they can't keep their quarterbacks healthy, or the quarterback stays healthy, and they're just stupid and horribly coached like Pittsburgh. Or New Orleans, who can't defend 61 yards of field with 10 seconds left. It's not a quarterbacking issue. You just read a great thing, a headline on NFL.com just posted something.
Yeah, the NFL.com just posted a story. 11 teams that need to pick a QB in the 2018 NFL draft, 4 of them are in the playoffs.
It's like
Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Minnesota.
And I put New England on the list, you know, frankly, but for a different sort of reason. But it's like, it's not about the quarterbacks. It's not about the quarterbacks. It's about everything else. Everything else. The league has never been worse when it comes to everything else.
I mean, it really is. It's unbelievable. And we had a guy earlier who said, you know, the quality of the product. See, I think the games were still competitive and entertaining.
During the season, I thought the season was fine, frankly.
So, and you know what? The games over the weekend were entertaining.
They were.
Except for the one here. I mean, that game was a complete, absolute freaking dog.
And you all loved it. But bring in Brockton High. Who would want to face Aaron Rodgers or the Dallas Cowboys or Carson Wentz in the Super Bowl for all the marbles when you can face Nick Foles? That's great. Yeah, Nick Foles. Have a great time.
Yeah, I think they should just play the champ of the Hockomock League.
Rocco and Saugus. Go ahead, Rocco.
Hey, listen, as a pass fan, just quick, as a pass fan, I want a signature win in the Super Bowl like, you know, the 49ers did to the San Diego Chargers back in, what, 94, 95?
Yeah, that was another all-time classic. I love Stan Humphries.
Do you take that that ring away from Young because he beat, you know, the Chargers?
No, I don't. I'm not taking away your rings. I'm just telling you, is that what you want? You want Stan Humphries and the San Diego Chargers.
Man, I want a 45, I want a blowout, man. I'm like, I agree with Murphy on that. I mean, like, these last seven Super Bowls, man, they really do take a part of your life. You know what I mean? It's like, my God, man. It's like, even
poor Patriots fans. You had to wait for the end of the game to collect your ring. Oh, my God. I'll start a GoFundMe page for you people. Pathetic.
All right. But my call, the reason why I call is because, listen, all the AFC Championship games that we did lose, I mean, against the Colts, the Broncos, even the Ravens, they were all Super Bowl winners, you know what I mean? Except the 13 Broncos, you know, they had the number one offense, though. So, like, I don't really see the Jaguars in that level, you know what I mean? I mean, I do agree with Murphy on the point of, and they're saying,
who's Murphy?
Never understand this.
Yeah, Murph.
It's one of my biggest pet peeves. How you get Murphy from Murray, I'll never understand it.
You just take out the R and change it to a P.
Where's there a P? How do you put an F and P in there?
I'm not talking about your past roads. Like, I talked about this a little bit last night on TV. Those first three championships you won, the first half of this run, the league wasn't what it was now. I mean, that Rams team you beat in 01, that's an all-time team. It's
sure
an all-time
is.
Offense.
Yeah.
That was a great win against a great team. And in 03, you walk into...
Jake DeLone was a stiff.
But 03, 04, you're getting through Peyton Manning. You're getting through Peyton Manning and a legit team, and that Pittsburgh team at that time was a good team, and the league was fine then. The league isn't. You weren't in 01, 03, and 04. You weren't waltzing through Tennessee and Jacksonville and Nick Foles. You weren't doing that. You were beating the bag out of Peyton Manning, and you were beating the bag out of a good Steelers team, and then you were getting to the Super Bowl and facing the greatest show on turf, or you were at least given a great game by Carolina in that game. The Eagles thing might have been a walkover, but for the most part, the league was fine back then. The second half of this run, with some of these tomato can games with Tebow coming in here, I'm sorry, or the Letterman jacket Texans, or this entire run. I mean, that's even, and then in those years, at least you had to get through the Ravens, and there was some resistance at some point. This year, you're going from Tennessee to Jacksonville to Nick Foles? Like, come on. And you enjoy that.
You're getting the game on
this
Sunday.
Is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, no, you spend the whole playoffs in the tomato can aisle.
God!
You just load up your shopping cart with tomato cans.
So the stray tomato can, it happens. The whole league is a bunch of tomato. No good team can figure it out. No good team. So all you get left with is this garbage.
Yep, and the fans don't care.
Oh, my God, and you eat it up.
And you are outraged by that somehow.
John in Boston. Go, John.
Hi, guys. You guys were talking earlier about Coughlin. Lending a hand to the Jaguars defense and so forth. But, you know, it wasn't that long ago, and a lot of people forget that, Jimmy G kind of ripped apart their defense. And I'm pretty sure being Brady's understudy, Brady can do the same thing. I mean, the Jags did have something to play for. I mean, I think they were still trying to win for the wild card and so forth. So, I mean, what do you think about what Jimmy G did opposed to what we can do?
I think a lot of it. I think that's why I think the Jaguars defense is overrated. Jimmy G put up 44, and I understand there were some defensive turnovers and defensive points, but they put up 44 on him.
Yeah, no. Garoppolo had a good game, though, thrown to the backs and the tight end, which is exactly what the Patriots are going to do, and Jacksonville's not going to be able to stop them because the Patriots are better at it than Garoppolo and the Niners are. They're not going to, again, they might keep him out of the end zone a little bit, and I don't know if Bortles will turn the ball over as much as he did against San Francisco. So I told you, I watched this game this morning. I went back and watched it. The Jacksonville defense is good, but they're not historically good like Denver was a couple of years ago.
But Dard made a good point here earlier. The fewest amount of points you've scored all year is 19 points. 19. So let's say Jacksonville holds you to a season-low 19 points. Can Jacksonville score 20 on their own?
I don't think so. Not unless the Patriots are complicit.
Oh, it's pathetic.
So, again,
It's just a joke of an AFC Championship game, and you're all thrilled.
But it's what Bedard, you know, I think what Bedard said is right. The only way the Patriots lose this game is if they blow it. They blow it. Frankly, I think at this stage, the only way they lose the Super Bowl is if they blow it.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thanks for ending your workday with Felger and Mads on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dumb move.
And streaming at CBSBostonSports.com.
10 seconds to go. 24-23 Saints. Vikings at their own 39. It's third down. Three receivers right, Thielen left. Marshawn Lattimore, 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs.
Stay up.
Oh, my God. Loose.
Oh, my God.
At the 30.
No.
Touchdown. Are you kidding me? It's a Minneapolis miracle. Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings have walked off on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle. Look at the Vikings
so
coaches.
This is
to
just
the right
an absolute
yes,
mistake.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Look at these Vikings coaches. Yes. Let's go to Philadelphia.
Paul, when it's your year, it's your year. That's all I got
to
say.
Let's go to Philadelphia.
What an unbelievable play.
It's going to be 48 and drizzly, and we're bringing a purple rain.
The whole thing was unbelievable.
He calls a timeout before the play.
It really was. The whole thing was unbelievable.
And they still have safeties diving all over the place? What did he tell them during the timeout?
Don't interfere.
That's supposed to be one of the good ones. That's supposed to be one of the good coaches.
So that tell you that play tells you everything about the league this year. They were so concerned about not allowing a field goal that they allowed a touchdown.
No, good, great call.
You jackasses. Like, oh my God, unbelievable.
So bad. It's just so bad. At least if Breeze were still alive, this week could be, well, there's a prospect of Brady, Breeze, Sean Payton's won it before. Sean Payton, the Parcells tree, like there's a little something there. Little something.
Yeah, more of a talker, certainly.
Oh, Brady Breeze alone, please. That would have been great. Two 40-year-old quarterbacks, basically.
But they can't defend 61 yards of field. Do you want to guarantee that Bill Belichick has shown his players that tape already? And they say, fellas, look at the situation. There's 10 seconds left. All you have to do is tackle him in bounds, and the game is over. Okay? So don't give up a touchdown, and if you can, tackle him on the sidelines. But sure as hell, don't leave your feet. When the only thing that can really lose the game is a touchdown, don't leave your feet. They say if safety's ducking their heads pinballing into other corners and they're falling down, like, that's the league today.
No, avoiding contact.
No one has any idea how to play the game, except for you. There's only one team that has any clue how to do it and how to do it for 60 minutes. 16 weeks, only one team.
I have a hard time believing we're going to see a second one this weekend. I have a hard time believing it, Murray.
So the only thing that's compelling, that's left for me to think that's that is even halfway compelling, is Minnesota with the home field in Super Bowl week. And, listening to all those purple losers, those gophers, glorified rodent tunneling in their habitat. The city of Minneapolis, you will find, is a giant rodent habitat. There's either tunnels or skywalks. So it's like literally being like a hamster pen.
Yeah, like a habit trail.
Yeah, habit trail, where you're either going through tunnels or skywalks, and so it's like these rodent people just live indoors in this city. And
purple rats.
I told you, these purple rats, they'll blow the horn on a penalty. It's
neutral field, though. They're not going to be able to do it. They can't use the yell horn.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure, because you're allowed to do your game presentation, but the other team gets to do theirs as well. Like, remember last year, Atlanta did the rise up stuff half the time.
Before the game, but I don't think during a penalty you're going to get the... Like, I don't think that's going to happen.
Hopefully not.
And they're the road team, technically, so no.
They're the road team. But did you hear all this? They get to use the home locker room. They get to use the home practice facility.
Oh, that ain't right.
Yeah, they get to. This came out last week that they're going to, if Minnesota makes the game, they get to use their home practice facility, where normally they'd have to use the other one. They get to use the home locker room, where normally they'd have to use the other one. And they get a bunch of considerations like that. They're going to switch it up just for convenience sake. So they're going to have some comforts of home. But so that's the only part that I find compelling, like, because that does give them a little bit of an advantage. And so there's a little resistance. There's a little something you have to battle through and talk about. And I just think it'd be fun to watch, 4 million purple gophers crying, like that gives me a little bit of hope that there's something there. Other than that, there is nothing. Nothing on the table this week, and nothing against the Eagles, other than their disgusting fans who would come to Minneapolis too. And you'd be indoors with these people. It's not like Jacksonville, where you could at least run from them along the river and flee them in the outdoors and not have to smell them. You could at least, there'd be air. You're trapped in the habitat with these filthy morons from Philadelphia. I mean, how miserable that would be. Cooped up in these little tunnels with these Philly fans. Those absolute knuckle-dragging Neanderthals.
You have to start walking around with like a napkin over your face, right? Like, you see people on the planes with the doctor's mask?
I am pissed at the league. I'm pissed that this is what we have for Final Four. It's a joke.
Murray, you can do the horn too, can't you?
Skull!
Rick and Kingston.
So, are we all going to have to do the horn by the end of the week?
Rick and Kingston, are you glad that it's Nick Foles instead of Carson Wentz?
No, absolutely not. I'd much rather see Wentz than Foles.
Thank you.
And Jacksonville being coming here next weekend, I think is a joke. I mean, they had a last place schedule that they had to play. In their division, Luck wasn't playing. You got Watson went down for Texas, so the division was pretty easy to run the table. And I don't like the fact that it's an easy road to the Super Bowl. To be the man, you got to beat the man, as Ric Flair would say.
Especially when you're going for six. You're going for six. You don't want some good games along the way for six? Tony and Lemonster. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, well, I disagree with the other guy. In my opinion, you guys are looking at it all wrong. If you're in the playoffs and the Jaguars make it to that round, you got to remember how they make it. Yeah, they had a last place schedule, but they had to play the Steelers twice. Three times. Actually.
I disagree. You get to rag on the opponent. Tony, how many times when I hear Patriots fans trying to dump on the Colts and Peyton Manning, how many times do I have to hear that they beat Rex Grossman in the Super Bowl? You people say it all the time. You say it all the time, Patriots fans. Oh, Peyton Manning, his only Super Bowl win came against Rex Grossman. You do it all the time, so why can't I do that to you? Blake Bortles and the Jacksonville Jaguars, a joke. But you want Rex Grossman. So I see, you get to dump on Manning because he beat Grossman, but when you face him, it's hey, if you got there, you got there. You're playing the best. Try and not be so fraudulent. Just try for 2 minutes. Try it.
No, my beef with that is that he shouldn't even have gone to the first round against Kansas City where he had three interceptions. They should have lost that game. Then they should have lost the game in Baltimore, too, where Vinatieri had like 9 field goals because they couldn't even score in that game. I'll be mad about that one forever. F. Peyton Manning.
You can't be serious, Mark.
I'm 100% serious.
Brady shouldn't have beat the Ravens here, right? You acknowledge that?
Yeah. Oh, no. 2011, they had no business going to the Super Bowl. Okay. They should have lost that game.
All right. At least you're consistent, Mari.
Okay. And again, you know, I don't know how you feel about the Tuck rule or, you know, like that.
Yeah,
you
good. I'm that glad they got away with that.
Good break. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're hoping that they got to play, I don't know, the 2-14 Browns that week as opposed to the Raiders.
Yeah. I hope it's a bunch of mannequins. I hope this is a blowout on Sunday. I hope you both don't enjoy it.
I won't.
Oh, I won't enjoy a blowout either.
It's going to be a game.
That'll be of no use to me.
Corey and Rentham. Hi, Corey.
In 2 weeks of Nick Foles talk.
I'm here to redeem myself after I called you guys frauds last week, and you guys wanted a take, so I'll give you a take. So I believe that the only way the Jacksonville Jaguars have a chance at winning this game is their defense. And I've seen people on Twitter say that it's similar to the Seahawks defense back when we faced them in the Super Bowl. But the only difference is that
Seattle was good.
What's that?
The only difference is that Seattle was good.
Right, Seattle had better players.
And these guys aren't.
Well, yeah, because they had Bobby Wagner in the middle of the field, and then they had Earl
Thomas. Yeah.
And I just think Blake Bortles is, I don't even know why he's the quarterback. And the minute they stop the run and Leonard Fournette, that's it. You might get a result of the Titans game.
The quarterback you're facing this week was benched in the preseason for Chad Henne because they thought Chad Henne was a better option.
And the coach, when asked how many passes he wanted to see Bortles throw per game, said, zero. That was his answer.
And you,
zero.
And you folks are glad you're seeing this team versus the Pittsburgh Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger, Hall of Fame quarterback, an all-time team, heritage franchise in the league with incredible talent, who you beat anyway, but you'd rather see this pathetic lamb of a nothing franchise and a nothing team than the Pittsburgh Steelers. What's the matter with you?
I wouldn't. I think you're getting a game. I think this is a legit defense.
You think this is a harder matchup than the Steelers?
I do, yeah. Yep, and I think the Steelers would come in here with the mental issue of knowing they're going to blow it somehow against this team they're never going to get over the hump with the Pats, and they would blow it again, and you get a repeat of what happened here last year with the AFC Championship.
At least it's
game.
A compelling matchup, Murray.
Oh, because you can talk up Roethlisberger and the goofy coach, and we can play that clip. And, oh, I've been waiting. We circled this one.
Murray, Patriots-Steelers in the conference championship is a compelling matchup. Period, story over. It's just a compelling
because
matchup.
Because there's more names, and there's more history.
Talent! There's more talent on the field.
You're underselling the talent of the defensive side of the ball of the Jaguars.
Not really, no.
No.
You are.
If the Pats get up 14-0 in this game, they should put Hoyer in.
It's been a joke franchise for 18 years, since their inception, however how long it's been. I get it. That's why this isn't a talker. It's the Jags. They're a laughingstock, not just in the NFL, but in all of sports. It's a good team defensively.
Jacksonville's going to get 13, 14 points tops. I'll bet you on that one, Mario. You want to do over-under on 14 for
sure.
The Jags?
Yeah.
14's a push? Yep. I'll take the under.
No, but Lawrence Fournette's going to get 100 yards.
Leonard.
And you can get your 8 points in fantasy or whatever that goes for. Oh, it's just so brutal. It's painful.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. No one says it like they do. Like they do.
So my question to the people of Boston is, what are you nuts?
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires. Only one place to go, Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody. So, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, was in today, as he is every Tuesday or so during the football season. We did his 10 questions. Here's the recap, courtesy of Hardy.
Good and you?
Good and you? I think that speaks for itself. Who's the best assistant coach, or your favorite assistant coach, Bill Belichick has had in his 18 years here back in New England?
Hands down, Dante Scarnecchia.
Awesome.
Ooh, good one.
What's the worst defensive play you've ever seen in an NFL playoff game?
That one on Sunday.
Ooh, good one.
I can't think of another one.
I can. 14th AFC title game in Patriots history. What has been your favorite to this point?
Well, I'll say this was not a happy moment for me, but I was
Steelers game. Give me who the top five teams in the league should be.
Patriots, Eagles, Steelers,
please,
Packers,
stop.
Seahawks.
No. What was yours? I asked the questions.
He asked the questions and criticizes your answers.
Who would be a good coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers? You keep hearing reports that some of the investors in Pittsburgh want Tomlin out. Who should come in? And when I say that, when I say this, I mean, like, who fits the mold of a Pittsburgh Steelers kind of coach? Who would and would actually be capable on top of it? Give me a good name.
All right. Okay. Fine.
And Hardy, yeah, kiss my ass.
Thank you.
Number four, what was the most disappointing team in the NFL in 2017?
Bucks. I thought they were capable of a lot more, but that division.
Giants.
Yeah, it's the Giants.
Giants.
Who was Bucks. The most disappointing player in the league?
Derek Carr.
Good one.
Who was the biggest tool bag in the league in 2017?
No question. Jerry Jones. I mean, just for everything. Everything.
In your lifetime, who was the worst quarterback to ever play in a Super Bowl?
Rex Grossman.
Oh, good one! I went Vince Ferragamo.
I liked Vince
what
Ferragamo.
What was that movie?
He sucked. And we gonna win that bitch.
Number eight.
Oh.
Huh?
I did. I guess I said good one a lot today.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.